This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. It's hard enough coping with life, let alone life in middle school. Tykes and Teens is a mental health nonprofit that partners with the Martin County School System, but also has a creative after-hours solution to giving kids the tools to cope, build self-esteem, reduce anxiety, problem-solve, and uplift hope.
I'm Shauna Scarpetti. I'm a nationally board-certified art therapist.
Scarpetti facilitates coping with middle school creatively, now in its third year. It's a free class open to all middle school students in Martin County on Monday evenings, now through May 6th at Gateway to the Arts in Stewart. The idea is, of course, to get kids to make art, but Scarpetti gets them to open up. As they create, she teaches practical tools for coping with stress and anxiety. We stopped in this week to check it out.
They know that it's not going to be judged, so they know they might A, not have to talk about it, and B, that it's not going to be criticized. And so that sort of becomes this doorway to freedom of expression.
This night, they're putting their artistic mark on cigar boxes using paints and a special color bleeding tissue paper.
Think about a personal self symbol, something that stands for you, that you could maybe feature in the center or maybe inside the box.
I'm Olivia.
Ella.
Ava.
And do you know yet what you're going to put in your box?
Earrings. Probably jewelry.
All the while, Scarpetti sprinkles in words of wisdom.
We are in charge of our attitudes.
As they work, she asks them to talk about
ways we can decrease our anxiety.
Breath work, doing our breathing. How else can we reduce feelings of anxiousness?
Yes, we can read.
And then along with reading, guess what else I think of all the time? Kind of goes with reading.
You got it. Well done. We can journal. We can journal. We can write it out. Write down some feelings. Write down some thoughts. Things that are bugging us.
And she gets them to think about.
What do you guys suppose are a few qualities we should look for in a best friend? What do you want your friend to have?
Yeah.
Humor.
Humor. Nice. Yes.
Loyalty.
Loyalty.
Very.
While there, we get to hear from Tykes and Teens.
Hi, I'm Lauren Espedia. I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications for Tykes and Teens. So one of the things that we focus on at Tykes and Teens is creative prevention strategies to try to build healthy coping skills for kids, especially in the middle school age range, because it's such a difficult time.
Dr. Aneshka Marshall, I'm the Director of Prevention Services for Tykes and Teens. So art therapy is so interesting because it goes so much more deeper. Human beings, that was our first language, was drawing on cave walls. So sometimes we don't have the words, but we might have the images.
Paula Hunt, Director of Development, Tykes and Teens. It's inspirational what they do when they feel free and they're in the moment here. And they're coping not only with middle school, but with a lot of other things, and they're finding a way to express that and have fun.
As class ends, Scarpetti asks students to describe how they feel.
How are you doing right now?
Indomitable.
Indomitable! Okay, what do you notice about yourself?
I'm more relaxed now.
Yeah, that's what I was noticing too!
Tykes and Teens is now expanding into St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties.
We hope that this will just be the first of many more creative therapies and prevention events that we'll be able to offer in more locations.
To sign up for the class, contact Tykes and Teens or follow the link at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.